Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of our listeners. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank. In our studio, the president and CEO of Peoria Friendship House and Christian Center, Marcellus Somerville. Marcellus Somerville will tell you when he was a little boy growing up in Peoria, his family took advantage of services at the Friendship House, and now he runs that social service agency. So besides talking about the many programs at the Friendship House, I'm curious, knowing that you had a career in basketball, starting out at Bradley, standout, going to the Sweet 16, and then going to play overseas in France. I'm curious to find out what you think about the recent Supreme Court ruling that lifts the limits on the benefits colleges and universities can give to student athletes. Some people think it's a step closer to athletes getting paid. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
My initial reaction was happy for the current athletes, of course. And part of me was like, whoa, I wish they had that when I was around, in college athletics. But just, always knowing that I think about when we played in the Sweet 16, we don't always reap the benefits of that right away, right? We did because we played, we won, we had fun. But it's the generation after us that receives the benefits. New facility, new building, new locker room, new floor, all these things. So knowing that you're just kind of passing along the torch of success, or what success sort of looks like, through that is what we, the way I envisioned, the way I looked at it. So now being able to be present and in it and receive benefit and quote unquote financial gain from your name, your likeliness, and
image.
I think it's huge for some families.
Yeah, I don't know what the number is, but they were estimating over the decades with the NCAA and with the respective colleges and universities throughout the country, you're talking about trillions of dollars. I mean, you're talking about new stadiums, new facilities. Sometimes the athletic program at the universities pay for academic buildings, the College of Business or this and that and the other. Sure, they have donors who, alumni who donate and millions of dollars. But yeah, the athletics are an integral financial part of any university and college. And for the athletes to be classified as amateur and they can't reap any benefits, a lot of people for years had been saying that's not fair. Did you think it wasn't fair?
I was kind of on the fence. I didn't really see the unfairness until we made it to the tournament and we made it to the Sweet 16. And every year, of course, I don't know why, it hit me because we were in it, right? And every round, I should say, we advance. They showed the number of what the school benefited, as well as, college athletics, the NCAA benefited from it. And I was like, whoa, that's a big number.
Yeah. And they gave you a pat on the back.
They give us a pat on the back. We get a degree from it if we do the right things, and we got a ring.
Right.
So it doesn't equate, right, in my mind, but at the same time, I was able to get an education for free, and that's something that I appreciate as well. So I'm not sitting here thinking that, but I would have definitely been able to help my family right away. I think that's what's going to benefit a lot of athletes, because athletes aren't sure to play professionally. You know what I mean? It's not promised, and a lot of guys don't make it, but if you can receive some sort of benefit while you're playing legally, I think it could help some of these kids that come from families that need that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's a lot of them that come from families that are needy. And I'm looking back, and I remember news stories of athletes. I know there were some schools in Texas and Miami, the big colleges, SMU, and places where athletes were getting cars and getting cash and suitcases and stuff like that. And they got busted, and then the whole program was suspended. And then that was the end of that. And a lot of people were shamefully pointing at those athletes and the colleges and saying, shame on you, you shouldn't be shouldn't be doing that.
No, it shouldn't be shame on them, honestly. I mean, I know there were rules against it, but at the same time, those athletes have to do what they have to do to help mom, dad, grandma, whoever it is. So, I mean, you can't say shame on that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting moving forward. I appreciate your perspective on that. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your work with the Friendship House. You are the president and CEO of the Friendship House and Christian Center. You have a diverse population that you serve that comes through there. Talk to me first about that, because we know your location in the North Valley. You have not only African Americans.
Yeah, so our main population is African American and Hispanic. We do have some whites that are that participate in our program. And that's my goal, honestly. I think we're predominantly Hispanic, which is fine, which is great, because we're the only agency in Peoria that kind of feature Latin outreach program. But my job or my vision is for us all to be integrated together, you know, and learn from one another you know, have the kids kind of grow together and understand that we have to manage to work together if we want to achieve something really awesome. So that's kind of been my goal as of late this year. And it's been going really well. And you know, can't succeed alone. So I have a great staff that also speaks Spanish fluently. So I have 5 staff members that are bilingual in that. And, you know,
that's great.
Yeah, it helps a lot, because I speak very little Spanish. I probably speak more French than I do Spanish, but it's not useful. Right. So but no, just having all families from all walks of life come together at 800 Northeast Madison to provide services and resources for the community is truly what I want
to
do.
I want to get back to your point about us working together and people needing to learn how to work together a little later. But first, specifically, what are some of the biggest issues facing the folks you serve, the families, the kids that you serve at Friendship House, the African-American students, the Hispanics, et cetera?
I would say one of the biggest issues just with people in general is just trust. I guess trusting that we have their best interests, you know, that we, especially with some of the Hispanic families, they don't just trust you, you know,
right?
Because they
have
some
good
of them, they have great reasons. Some of them are here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have, you know, different things going on in their lives, and just knowing that they have a place where they can trust, you know, the administration, the personnel there, to have their best interests. And I would say the same thing for everyone else across the board, knowing that, you know, the use of our pantry. I'll say, for example, there was a family that came, and I know everyone struggles at different times, and to understand that you're not being judged, that you can come here and receive benefits and resources that'll help you, and you maybe only needed it for that month, but you're not going to be judged by me or anyone in my staff, that you can truly feel empowered in the resources that we have, and that you can be helped, and you know, you may not need it, you know, whether that's helping you find a job, whether that's helping you, you know, with a Emron bill or whatever the case. But we're trying to be there without judgment. And I think everyone struggles to trust that, you know, Peoria is a small town. So that trust the fact that, you know, them walking into the door, it wouldn't be judged.
Yeah. You mentioned the food, you mentioned help with the bill, help finding a job. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of services that you offer. Expound on your range of services.
It's quite a few, but we also help with helping those that struggle with assistance for their health, you know, things like that. We've helped service over 100 women through mammograms. And over the past few months.
COVID,
there were so many families struggling with rental assistance and things like that. We don't quite do that, but we help point them in the right direction. With Ameren, we helped with that through a relief grant that we received.
What about the vaccinations?
Vaccination. We just had our first vaccination clinic.
How'd it turn out?
Over 200 and 300 some people came.
And people from the Hispanic community? Because that was a big challenge, was to try to get
the Hispanics involved. Well, we have a angel, I would say, Miss Cata. She's been with our agency for over 28 years. She's celebrating her 66th birthday this on the 24th, and she's been amazing. She's the head over our Latin outreach program. They trust her. She's helped so many families. I don't know how many emails or text messages I've received of young adults saying, "Hey, you help your services there have helped my family become, you know, whatever that is. My father was here illegally, and you guys helped them become legal." We do that as well through some programs. We have some beds. We have a sugar plum program in the wintertime where we provide beds for kids who sleep on floor, carpet, or whatever, and just don't have beds. So we give out beds too as well through the sugar plum program. We do so many things, which is, it's hard to always encompass it into one word, right? But we tried to have a word this year. It was impact. So everything we do, we try to impact you from the point you step in and you step out, whether it's a phone call or what. We try to help you advocate through your journey.
I was thinking of another word, friendship.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Reaching your hand out, just saying, being a friend, right? Everybody needs a friend that they can count on. So that's pretty cool, too.
You're at the friendship house. So something you said earlier was, you said you have Hispanic population, African-American demographics, majority culture demographics, people mixed there, and you want that kind of diversity. And I know that when you were overseas playing ball, that was the case. And I remember talking to your wife, and she was saying how different it is here, that there's so much focus on race, that when you were in Europe, race is not so much of a factor.
No, it's not. It's nationality. You know, you're from France, no matter what color you are, or you're from Italy, no matter what color you are. And they focus on more on nationality than the color of your skin. And I would agree with her on that. Like, we are Americans, right? I know it's hard. We've had a short end of the stick on a lot of that, right, as African Americans. But we all are Americans, and I'm speaking for Brooke and me, we've seen it work, you know, from a standpoint of color. So we have a different view of what we think could or should possibly work here in Peoria, you know, because we're dealing with Peoria. Can't speak for the whole world. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see us all be diverse in our own ways and accept, like, each other.
People,
yeah. You know, that's the hardest thing for some people, is to accept who they are and what they're about, regardless if it's for me or not for me. You know what I mean? And that's always the challenge of us. And just because you come from here or there doesn't mean you judge or you think one way or not another about that person. You just accept them, and you help them if they need help, and if they don't, then, you know, you do that as well. But it's always a challenge of navigating through that, I think, in a sense.
Last question I have is the question I always ask of you and other Black male leaders in our community. Your advice to young guys. We're into the summer. Mm-hmm. We've already, unfortunately, had double-digit homicides. Seems like every week, you know, somebody's getting shot. And we know our young men, there's a high unemployment rate. A lot of us are working hard. We can't say people in Peoria aren't working hard to try and help our young men. But in terms of advice, you know, what advice do you give that 12-year-old, 14-year-old, 16-year-old, 21-year-old who you come into contact with, who you can see is on the fence or at risk of turning to the dark side?
I don't know. I would say, listen, right? You, like, if you're on the fence, you should take heed to advice. I think that that's one thing I did as a kid, and I still do it as an adult, is those who have done something that I look forward to doing or that has done something then that's been successful for them. Listen, right? You take in the information and then take action on how it can help you as a person. I think kids today, young adults today, they don't listen. They don't take the time to be like, I want to learn from that person, or I want to learn from who's telling me something. Like, just take a second and truly listen to how it could benefit you and help you advance in your life. I think, I truly believe that if we did a little bit more of that, there would be a lot more, you know. Of course, we hear it all the time. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, let's take a pause and let's see. Obviously, someone sees something in me to drop some advice on me, right? So let's see what that may look like. Even if it's for a small amount of time, it may be something that's beneficial for your life. So I would tell them to listen. It's hard, and just, I don't know. It's hard. It depends on the individual, but I would tell them to completely listen to the advice that's been spoken to them.
Yeah. I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart, either about the Friendship House or anything else that we haven't talked about?
No, not really. Peoria Friendship House has truly been a blessing to me and my family, and I think the community in general.
Open every day?
Open every day. You can come visit us. Just stop in 800 Northeast Madison here in Peoria.
Phone number?
Illinois. Phone number 309-671-5200. Website is peoriafriendship.house. We are having a few events going on here in the month of July. July 23rd, we're going to have kickoff to the TBT, which is currently going to be here this July 24th through the 28th. TBT is the basketball tournament. It's a summer tournament for $1 million that they have every year. Well, Peoria was selected to be a host city for that, so the games will be at the Peoria Civic.
And what's the date again?
24th to the 28th.
And you're sponsoring that or co-sponsoring?
Well, I'm playing in it actually with Bradley's alumni team. And the 23rd, we're doing a fundraiser for the Peoria Friendship House at Poor Brothers over in the Heights. Stop by the little courtyard there. There'll be a Papa Shop there. It'll be there as well. And there will be a giveaway of a Papa Shop machine.
Okay.
There'll be some fun stuff, family fun event type of deal. And Friendship House has quite a few things going on, and we love the fact that we are trying to always have something, right? Always have something moving pieces to bring attention to all the great things that Friendship House does.
All right, very good. And you don't want to forget about Kato's birthday.
Right. Right. No, yeah. We don't want to forget
that's
about Kato.
The most important thing.
One of the most important things. if she's listening, I'll give her a shout out. She's been amazing, and truly a staple for Peoria Friendship House.
All right. Marcella Somerville, President and CEO of Peoria Friendship House. Hey, thanks for being on the forum.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate you and your wife. You guys do an amazing job, and the building is amazing. Truly.
Thank you. I'm Gary Moore. You've been listening to The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank. The Forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on Sunday. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "One way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.